Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ADF Foods Limited Q1 FY26 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Udeshi from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shruti, and good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of ADF Foods Limited. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the top management of ADF Foods Limited, represented by Mr. Bimal Thakkar, the promoter, and also the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sumit Thakkar, the General Manager, Sales and Strategy, and Mr. Shardul Doshi, the Chief Financial Officer. We will start the call with an overview of the business and the recent business updates by Mr. Sumit Thakkar, and then Mr. Shardul Doshi will give his comments on the financials. As usual, the standard safe harbor clause applies while we start the call. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Sumit. Over to you, Sumit.
Thank you, Ravi. Good evening, everyone. In Q1 FY26, our consolidated revenue rose by around 10% year-on-year to rupees 132.9 crores, even as we faced global economic uncertainties, tariffs, and seasonal fluctuations. Consolidated EBITDA stood at rupees 23.5 crores, reflecting a healthy margin of 17.7% despite ongoing brand investments and rising input costs. These challenges were effectively mitigated through disciplined cost management and enhanced operational efficiency. The strategic reorganization of our sales team in the U.S. and the formation of a new team in Australia in previous quarters have started to yield positive outcomes in terms of new listings. We expect this to result in revenue growth in the coming quarters. We successfully completed a brand refresh for Truly Indian and showcased the updated identity at a prominent food exhibition, receiving encouraging feedback from the trade as well as the consumers. With the refreshed packaging set to roll out in Q3 FY26, we anticipate further momentum and increased brand traction. The expansion of the Surat Greenfield facility is progressing as planned and is on track to commence operations in the second half of FY26. Looking ahead, we remain cautiously optimistic of sustaining our growth trajectory in the current financial year amidst global economic uncertainties and tariffs, and expect to achieve meaningful scale across all business segments. I will now hand over to Shardul, our CFO, who will comment on the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Sumit, and good evening to everyone. I'll first share the consolidated performance. For Q1 FY26, the company's consolidated revenues reached INR 132.9 crores, marking a 9.3% increase year-on-year and a 16.5% decrease quarter-on-quarter. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter was INR 23.5 crores, which is a 20% increase from the previous year, and the EBITDA margin was 17.7%, which is increased by 160 basis points YoY and 220 basis points Q-on-Q. The consolidated PAT for the quarter was rupees 15.2 crores. This represents a 5.9% increase year-on-year and a 7.3% decrease quarter-on-quarter. The resulting PAT margin was 11.5%. In the first quarter of fiscal year 2026, standalone revenues were rupees 100.3, reflecting a 3.4% YoY growth and 25.5% quarter-on-quarter decrease. The company's EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 22.5 crores, which is a 1.3% decrease YoY and a 23.3% decrease from the previous quarter. The EBITDA margin was 22.4%, a decrease of 110 basis points year-on-year and an increase of 60 basis points quarter-on-quarter. Profit after tax for the quarter was rupees 17 crores with a PAT margin of 16.9%. The company is making long-term investment in its brand and management resources, as we have been telling you in the past, with an eye towards future growth. Despite these investments and the challenges of rising input costs, the company's effective cost management in other areas has helped protect its overall profitability. The company plans to continue balancing its cost structure to maintain its profitability metrics. The strategic investments have already resulted in some significant listings for Ashoka and Truly Indian brands in major retail chains. This is a promising start with the potential for higher growth in the coming quarters. Notably, the Truly Indian brand is now available in 1,600 stores across the USA. The company's capital expenditure program is on track, with over 90% of our budget fully committed now, and we have already spent 50% of it. The new plant is also expected to be commissioned by second half of this fiscal year. The company's financial position also remains strong, with a net debt-free balance sheet and a robust net cash balance of INR 95 crores. With this, I now return to Ravi Udeshi to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shalini Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. So I had a couple of questions. One is that you were saying that that Ashoka has got a new listings in the USA, UK. So which are these new listings?
Hi Shalini, this is Bimal Thakkar. The new listings which we've got are in Australia, in UK and in the US. These are with large retail chains, club stores like Costco, that is for Australia and US. And we've got some additional listings in the UK in Tesco.
Tesco. And sir, you said the same thing about Truly Indian. So if you could just speak about that also.
So Truly Indian, we've got some additional listings in various supermarkets across America. And also we've been able to get a listing in Costco in one of their divisions in the U.S. All these listings, the product will be available from October, end September, early October onwards. So,
okay. And I just was a little curious. Brand promotion expenses are like 15 crores, which is almost the same as freight costs. So if you could say how much was the freight cost this quarter and how much was the brand promotion expense?
Yeah, so the freight cost is around, of my standalone revenue is almost around 6%, while our total marketing spend, which includes the Truly Indian and Soul brand also, is almost 7.8%.
So almost 8%.
Almost 8%, correct.
Yes, one sec. And sir, if you could just, the tariff, Mr. Trump is going all over the place. So if you could just say what is the going to be, the right now you said that tariffs are 10% on you people. So if you could just say, let's say he imposes 25% tariff, that will have to be borne by you, or how does it work out?
Yes. Shruti, is Bimal there?
Yes, I'm there.
Bimal, so I think so. Again, network issue has been created.
Sumit?
Yeah, yes. I'm on the call.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Shalini, the situation still remains dynamic and we're still waiting to see what's actually going to come into fruition. As of now, it was supposed to come into effect from 1st of August, but now I believe they've delayed it to 7th August. But no, we will definitely not absorb the entire increase across all our various products that go to the US. We might strategically choose to absorb some of them for some key products that we want to grow, but it's still subject to what policies actually come into effect. But we have the flexibility of passing on that increase across the channel, so some to the retailer, some to the distributor.
And yeah, I mean, that is what everybody is talking about. Not everybody can absorb these tariffs because they are really quite huge. So, even in the tech sector, though it's technology services are not being, the tariffs have not been put on that, but even over there, people are talking about passing on and I don't want to go into what Mr. Trump is saying. He's saying they can't be passed on, the corporations have to absorb it. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't want to comment on it. I wanted to ask you about the CAPEX. If you could say how much has been the CAPEX in the quarter and how much are you expecting during the year?
Shardul, you wanted
yeah
get that CAPEX question? Sorry, my connectivity was bad, so yeah.
Yeah, so Shalini, for our Surat greenfield, there is a 90 crores CAPEX which is planned, and almost 90% of that is already committed. We have already spent 50% of that, and we expect this plan to become operational in Q3. So by then, we should be in a position to spend the rest of the CAPEX also. While other than this also, there are certain brownfield projects which are going on in our both the factories at Nadiad and Nasik, which is to an extent of almost 50 crores. And I'll say half of that is also spent by now, and balance will be spent in the current financial year.
Okay. Yes, sir. And my last question.
Sorry to interrupt, ma'am.
Sorry.
A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 questions per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Kumar Saurabh from Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, if we look at FY25 number of Ashoka, so like last 5 years looks good, but last year we grew only at 5% in the Ashoka brand. And Q1, looking at the overall numbers also, it looks like a single digit growth rate. And this was like one brand which was doing well, and then we wanted to scale up 2 more brands. So why in Ashoka the growth rate has not been at par, and what are the remedial measures we are taking, and how do things look like for next 1 to 3 years?
So, as we had mentioned earlier, we were doing some reorganization of some certain distributors, adding some more distributors in certain markets, taking out some existing distributors. So all that was the reason why you had seen a slight slowdown on the Ashoka side. Plus also our sales team reorganization happened in the US. All that has happened now, and we are very confident in the coming, we are already seeing results from this last quarter. Things are getting better, and we are fairly confident about the growth in the next few or next quarters for the Ashoka brand. Also, you know, the first in this last quarter, we had to, you were aware that we had a GPCB notice for which we got a stay order for. And so in the month of April, our production in the Nadiad factory was also not at full capacity because of that GPCB notice. And then from May, June onwards, we've had production going on as normal. So that also impacted the first quarter sales.
Okay. And sir, on the Soul brand, what is the current monthly run rate of revenue and how it was 6 months back? And are you happy the way things are going on, or like if you can give more updates on the Soul brand?
So on the Soul brand, it has not gone as we had planned earlier. That's why we did a revision on our three-year forecast. We are doing some changes in, again, in the sales team, in our strategy, and we remain fairly confident that this brand will do well in the Indian market. We've just started modern trade a few months ago. We've got some encouraging response. And also quick commerce, we've just got listings from last month onwards in with a few of the big names. So we feel fairly confident that this will do well. But the 100 crore plan which we had for 3 years, that has been toned down to anywhere between 50 to 75 crores.
And where did we go wrong? Like, is it in terms of pricing or is it in terms of product positioning?
Sorry,
what has been the issue?
Please rejoin the queue for more questions.
Okay.
The next question is from the line of Param Vora from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. So I have a question regarding the Surat facility, which is expected to commence in second half of financial year 26. So sir, what is the expected capacity and what is the product mix we expect in that facility?
So in that facility also, we are looking at certain frozen products which are currently not being done in the Nadiad factory. So there is a new product line which we are doing there. And some of the products which we are doing in Nadiad, we've enhanced capacity, expanded capacity in the Surat factory. Shahzul, in terms of tonnage, do you want to let them know what the capacity is going to be?
So it will be around 10,000 metric tons capacity, which will, and this is phase one, which we are constructing right now.
Okay, and how much time will it take to break even?
So we expect to get in year two on a break even situation there after we've started production.
Okay, thank you. I'll be back in queue.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Bhumin Shah from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. We won some distribution right in end of January for the entire US. The TAM has increased by 30% for the distribution business. So if I look at the distribution business sequential growth, which is around 7%. So
sorry,
how the
moment, sir, your voice is sounding
we can't hear you very
clearly.
Yeah, I will join back in a bit.
Okay, sir. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhanu Bangal from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
No, sir, you're not audible. Your voice is very, sounding not very low.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Sir?
Now, was it?
Yes, sir. Now you can speak.
why your distribution margin probably increased year on year?
So this, you know, I think what happens is in distribution business, which is primarily the tea business, which we are doing it over there, there are certain marketing incentives which we keep getting, and once they're approved, we book it. Also now, we have now got a certain portion of our, this incentive inbuilt into the pricing, so that our margins have slightly improved over the period time. However, I think from estimate perspective, you should still keep around between 12 to 14% yearly margin from the distribution business.
This is one time.
These are, so, you know, I think there will always be some fluctuations in quarter on quarter, but I think steady state affair, we should be in a position to do 12 to 14%.
Understood. Give me my second question on Truly Indian. Give me some color on Truly Indian. How do you look this Truly Indian going forward?
Well, we've been able to get some good listings in the last quarter. And the whole brand refresh also, which we have done, has had a very positive response, as Sumer mentioned in his opening statement. So we feel fairly confident about the growth on the Truly Indian brand. Things are going as planned as far as Truly Indian goes.
Any tariff can impact Truly Indian? How is the margin going to Truly Indian? Any tariff can impact Truly Indian going forward? Because margin almost
Yes. No, so the tariff, I think on the tariff, you know, we have to wait to get some clarity on what actually is the final tariff. And yes, it whatever is, I mean, if there is an impact, we will try and pass on whatever possible to, you know, within the value chain. So we are not yet sure on what, how it will impact till we have proper clarity on the tariff.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, currently at which capacity utilization we are running?
So, Mr. Ravi, you know, we have various products, various product categories. So I'm going to say at an average overall, we should be at about 75 to 80%. In some products, we are above 100% or at 100%. At some, we are 50. So on a weighted average, I would say at about 70 to 75 to 80.
Very nice. Good capacity, sir. And one more, US go down inventory turnover, can you tell? How much stock where we maintain there and how much turnover we get from there?
So just, do you want to get that?
If you are referring, I think, see, we received the distribution rights for the West in the month of March, and we had to buy inventory from our previous distributor. Hence, the inventory went up in that particular, as of in the month of March. So, if you look at the console, which includes your standalone for plus console, I think it, the inventory turnover is around 131 days.
And sir, impact of 25% duty on US, how it impact us?
So, Mr. Ravi, I think, you know, we all have to wait and watch and see what the final tariff comes in. We will be, whatever it is, there will be some amount which will be passed on. So at the, you know, if you look at it at the end retail or at the consumer level, this 25% doesn't lead to 25%, right? It would be anywhere between 10 to 15% at the end MRP level. And there will be within the value chain where everyone will absorb. So, you know, we will absorb some of that. The distributors will absorb some. retailers will absorb some and consumers will absorb some. So it's going to be,
okay.
Once we have a full clarity on it, we'll decide on the strategy.
Right, sir. And how much top line we are getting from Australia?
Please
no problem, ma'am. No problem.
Please
yes, I'm rejoining.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pallavi Deshpande from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question. This is regarding the distribution business. We had an increase in the TAM size, but still the growth is not there. So I wanted to understand when can we see the full growth potential for that?
Well, you know, as Shardul mentioned, we've now received the full US only from the last quarter onwards, right? So we will start seeing traction and growth in the coming quarters. Typically, the first quarter always there is, it's kind of, it's not always been, there is like a slowdown in the first quarter for us always, historically as well. So from the second quarter onwards, we should start seeing ramp up.
Right. And so my second question would be like in terms of Tesco over there, we have seen an increase in access to some more stores. Is there also an increase in the SKUs and how's the traction for that?
So the listings have just happened, in the additional listings have just happened last month. And there are some new SKUs which have happened. And again, we feel fairly optimistic on the success. The initial response on these new SKUs has been very encouraging, and you'll start seeing the actual effect in the quarters, in the coming quarters.
Right. And what would be the number of stores access would be there for Tesco?
Sumer, you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. So it's about on average across the SKU, some are slightly lower, but it goes up to 150 additional stores.
Okay, right. And the second one would be on Costco in terms of that, how many product, I mean SKUs there and anything happening there also in terms of increase there or?
So the Costco list, we've got 3 SKUs listed. And there are 2 in Australia and 2 in the US. Both these you will get on the shelves only from the first week of October. So we will only see the response once it gets in. But we feel fairly confident that this will do well. And once we have success with that in one division, then we can approach the other Costco division. So we feel fairly optimistic on the Costco business.
And so my last question would be on deep kitchen.
Please rejoin thank you for more questions. Our next question is from the line of Bhumin Shah from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
All of my questions have been answered.
Thank you, sir. Reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Ravi Nareddy from Nareddy Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much to give again chance. Sir, how much top line we get from Australia in quarter 1?
Shardul, you want to get that? So, Mr. Ravi, the new listings in Costco, as I mentioned, you will start seeing that effect only in Q3 onwards. So right now, So it'll be end September, first week October. So that's when you will start seeing,
And how much PLI we received in this quarter?
PLI, what we have booked is around 2.5 crores in this quarter.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next follow-up question is from the line of Pallavi Deshpande from Sameeksha Capital. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. Pallavi ma'am, Please go ahead.
Right. Thank you for the opportunity again. So I just wanted to understand in, on this tariff thing, right? So Deep Kitchen is the market leader, and I understand for Indian foods in the U.S. So do they, so how, what percentage of their sourcing would be from India versus the U.S. itself?
So, you know, I wouldn't have data on how much, how their revenue split is between India and this, but majority of their vegetarian products are all being made in India. So they focus on their non-vegetarian range and manufacture that in the United States. So this will also definitely impact them. I mean, whatever it is, it's going to impact every Indian company, right? So it will obviously impact Deep as well.
Right. And so my second question would be in terms of this, sorry, lost the frame. Yeah, I'll just come back. I just lost that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our next follow-up question is from the line of Subhanu Bangla from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. Can you give me your process food business breakup according to your five brands?
I'm sorry, I can't. Can you repeat your question, please?
Can you give me your processed food business breakup on your three brands, on your five brands?
Sorry, Shardul, I can't understand. Okay, I don't know if.
No, even I couldn't. Sorry.
Yes,
hello.
Subhanu, sir, please repeat your question.
Okay.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir, now you're clearly audible. Please go ahead.
My question is, can you give me break up on your processed food business that could be around five brands?
No, actually, voice is...
I'm so sorry,
Okay. Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mihir Vyas from Nine Rays Equi Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Sir, as you have given revenue guidance of 1,000 crore for, by FY27, can you give color on how the margins will fare in the time, and as well as any guidance about how, what kind of PLI benefits company can gain?
So, to answer your PLI question, we've got 63 crores, which has been sanctioned to us by the government, and we hope to utilize the entire 63 crores in these 5 years that we've been as per the sanction. And in terms of the margin guidance, I mean, as of now, we remain fairly confident of achieving the same kind of margins that we have up to for getting to the 1,000 crores.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pallavi Deshpande from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted some listing on our advertising and marketing budget. Like, how does it look in terms of percentage of revenue? And second would be freight cost.
So, Shardul, I'll let you get that, please.
Yeah, so marketing cost, our budget will remain in the level of 7 to 8% of our top line. That's what we expect, because our right now, in our investment mode is on as far as both the brands, Truly Indian and Soul, is they are concerned, and we continue to spend money even on the Ashoka brand. And secondly, on the freight cost, there is no, see, budget-wise, we have maintained around 6 to 7% for it. In quarter one, it was around 6% for us. But this is variable. I think so what we have seen is this keep going up and down. On an overall basis, if it remains below 8%, that's good for us.
Right. I was just expecting that because we're doing it now with Costco or Tesco, our advertising spend would actually come down. We would have a squeeze on the gross margin that would be offset by advertising, lower advertising. I was expecting that. How does it work when we start working with the bigger
Yeah, so Costco and those sales, as Vimal said, I think they will start coming in from the Q3 onwards. So there will not be, I think we have to, this will be ramped up in a quarters later on. I think it's not that we will get say, significant revenues immediately in quarter two or quarter three from them.
Right. So longer term, wouldn't that be right that, we would have a lower ad spend and marketing spend once it ramps up there with a lower gross margin in turn?
Yes.
Yes. Of course, as the revenue grows, the ad spend also in terms of percentage would reduce. And we expect it to go down to around 5%. That would be the ideal state we would like to be at. Yes.
Right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to everyone, please press star and one if you have any questions. I repeat, a reminder to everyone, all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for your for the attendance and questions. And we look forward to catching up again in the next quarter. Thanks and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ADF Foods Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.